The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, this week we're going to be looking at ways to try to keep ourselves sane during the month of January, which is a month that a lot of us struggle with, I think, post-Christmas, all that sort of thing. So I'm joined in studio by Helen Vaughan, psychotherapist from Maynooth Counselling in County Kildare. Helen, we're going to start today by talking a little bit about anxiety. I suppose, tell me first, how can somebody ascertain if they are suffering from anxiety?
Which is funny, it's a great question, because I think anxiety is one of those things that people don't realise a lot of the time that that's what's happening. Because with anxiety, you can have, you know, your heart's beating faster, you're hyperventilating, or you've sweaty hands, or a lot of people get it in their stomach. Stomach's a real centre for distress, where you've got either an upset stomach or a kind of heavy feeling, or even IBS and stuff like that. And people just think, oh, I'm physically unwell, when in fact it could be anxiety. It's what you're saying to yourself, it's what's going on in your head that's affecting your physical body. So I think recognizing that anxiety is affecting you is the key, and to realize that the physical symptoms are manifestations of a psychological issue. You know, and I think the first thing is recognizing that and almost letting yourself off the hook that we all feel anxious from time to time, and it's a completely normal part of life, and acknowledging that that's what's happening, because you'll already be less anxious once you've realised that you're anxious, which sounds like,
yeah, but I
sense,
know what you mean.
It sort of does.
But I suppose, I think what a lot of people might be wondering at home is, we all feel a little bit anxious at times, and there's obviously certain things that make us feel anxious. What is the difference between feeling anxious maybe ahead of a job interview or something really stressful in your life, or suffering from anxiety? And how, I suppose, do you know the difference between the two?
The difference really can be how all-consuming it can become. And a lot of people don't realise what the triggers are. So what is making you anxious? It might be work stress. It might be going to social occasions. It might be, you know, the January blues. It's tough in winter at this time of year when it's dark, it's cold. You know, Christmas is over and there's not a whole lot to look forward to. And if you're just feeling down every day, but you can't necessarily pinpoint exactly why, you know, when it becomes sort of your normal state in a way, or it becomes the way you feel most of the time rather than just some of the time. Because one of the things we as psychotherapists teach is basically to try not let anxiety control you, that it's healthy to have certain stressors or to feel certain stresses,
yeah,
like with a job interview or something like that, you know, or a tough week in work, that's it's normal to feel that that's challenging and that's difficult. But if it's taking over all of your thinking and you're having all these physical symptoms, maybe it's controlling you a little too much. And maybe it's often what you're telling yourself in your head. So if you start to notice your thoughts, what am I saying to myself? Like, I remember when I was a TV reporter years ago, I used to go to work every day and be like, I need to do the best story I've ever done today. And it was after a few weeks that I was like, hang on a second. Like, it's good to be driven and everything, but you can't do the best story you've ever done every single day.
Every day.
And some days in work you have a bad day and that's just it. And you're not, hopefully not going to go home or be driving home beating yourself up about what you did or didn't do. And it stays with you for days afterwards, because sometimes you've got to just say, you know, today I'm doing a story, if you're a reporter or whatever, I'm doing a story about new CSO figures, and maybe it's not the most exciting thing in the whole world, but I'll do my best, rather than to say to yourself, I need to do the best story I've ever done. And there's a subtle nuance there.
Yeah, absolutely. So to just perfectionism is something that, you know, people need to ease up on if it's a thing that they don't want a lot of anxiety in their everyday. Tell us some other tips that people could employ if at the minute they're feeling a little bit down, they're feeling a little bit anxious, they're not really feeling themselves.
Well, letting go of perfectionism, as you mentioned, is a great one, because a lot of us just push ourselves too hard all the time. And you've got to realise that when do you need to push yourself? When is it good to push yourself? And when have you done something to a standard that's good enough? And it's a great thing to almost give yourself permission to say, this essay that I've done or this report or presentation, it's good enough now. I'm not going to sit there for another 6 hours adjusting the font or changing one tiny spelling mistake that, you know, wouldn't have actually ruined everything. It's accepting when something is good enough and that you've done enough and that you've done your best and that that's okay, which is, again, giving yourself permission to do something, do it well, but also get to a point where you step away from it and that it doesn't need to be 1,000% perfect. Yes, it's great if it can be, but if you're stressing yourself out to the point where you're physically feeling unwell, then that's not necessarily a healthy way of being. Another good way of working with anxiety and trying not to let it control you, so trying to control it, is to rate and measure it. So just say if you feel anxious about going to a work meeting or a lecture, if you're a student or something like that, that going into that room full of people, you know, the possibility of being asked a question or, you know, being put on the spot is really stressful for you, is to rate that. So how are you feeling, say, the morning of? You know, mark it out of 1 to 10. Say if 10 is most anxious, 0 is completely relaxed on a beach in Hawaii. How am I feeling ahead of that? What are my thoughts around that? What am I saying to myself? You know, what if this? What if that? It's going to be the worst. You know, and often we're telling ourselves things that aren't even true and that are overly harsh, either on yourself or on the situation. And sometimes it's good to just go, what am I telling myself? And has that happened before? Maybe it's happened once and that's why you've got the fear. Has it ever happened since? So what are the chances of it happening? And almost try to talk yourself down off the ledge a little bit. But if you rate it 1 to 10 and you're like, OK, I'm at about a 6, what would get me to a 5 or a 4? How could, you know, if I need to maybe go to the meeting, walk in with a friend rather than on my own, so, or make sure that you're early and not late so you don't walk in and everyone's
staring. So control it. Put some element of control into it. Tell me a little bit about the breathing technique. I have heard of this before and it is something that I've done. This can be very effective for people, especially if they feel, I think, the anxiety is getting a little bit out of control.
And it's a very simple one, and one that you can do anywhere, that no one knows what you're doing. So what you do basically is you slow down your breathing and you start to count as you breathe in and count as you breathe out. So the idea is that you do 7-11 breathing. So you breathe in for 7 as you count to 7 and breathe out for 11. If that's too long, start with shorter, even just 4. 4 in, 4 out, and just do it to yourself. You know, you can, if you count out loud at your work meeting, people probably look at you a bit funny. But, you know, you can do it on the bus. You can do it anywhere. But it slows down your breathing, which calms you for a start. It also brings you into your physical body rather than in your head, which is good. You know, and it distracts you from whatever thoughts are going on that probably aren't ultimately helpful. You know, and 7-11 is the ultimate. If you want to do shorter, you can do 7-9. Or I always start with 4-4 because, you know, that's
easy.
And it's easy, and it's just slowing you down a little bit.
Also, I think most people acknowledge that anxiety really can be helped if you do certain things every day, like exercise, eat well, stay off the booze, certain kind of just general good rules that one might have for themselves.
And we call that kind of self-care in the business. So it's basically looking after your own self, which I think some people think that that's a selfish thing, or that you don't have time for that because you've 3 kids at home and, you know, a partner and whatever else. When in fact, self-care is the most important. If you're not looking after yourself, you're not able to look after your 3 kids, you know, to the best that you can. You know, so it's sleeping well. It's giving yourself downtime, if that's going to the gym or going for a walk, going for a run. You know, getting out in nature, I find, is an amazing one because it just makes you feel good, if that's what you're into. You know, if not, it might be just reading a book at night. So doing something that takes you out of your head and out of your stress, if you're stressed about stuff. You know, drinking enough water, such a simple thing. Just have a bottle of water on the desk at work so that you're always just giving your body kind of what it needs to feel good. And it's figuring out which of those things work for you.
Yeah, because it's something different will float someone's boat. Definitely. You have a book as well that you'd like to recommend for anybody who is feeling anxious at this time.
Yeah, I just thought a book is a good way of getting some of these tips. And this is a book called Mindfulness for Worriers. It's by Padraig O'Moran, who's an Irish journalist and psychotherapist. And it is it's called Mindfulness for Worriers. It's not all mindfulness. Some people don't love the mindfulness craze that's everywhere at the moment. But it's full of really handy, really simple tips that you can do day to day, you know, some of which I've mentioned there, like the 7-11 breathing. But it's simple, it's accessible. And if you're listening to this and you're like, that's all great, but I'm never going to remember it, you know, have a look at this book. It's How to Overcome Everyday Stress and Anxiety, Mindfulness for Worriers. You know, it's a very good book.
Okay, Helen Vaughan, psychotherapist from Maynooth Counselling in County Kildare. Helen will be back with us tomorrow. We'll be talking about the happiness myth.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.